99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
And me, I'm Chad Potter, live and local. I don't know what my spirit animal is, but it's got to be something that hibernates. It's Saturday. Why do I get up at 7 in the morning? I do it for you. I do it for you. It's all live and local, and right now, phone number 884-9910. It's all Northern Nevada stuff. Hello, Craig in Carson City.
Good morning, Mr. Potter.
I got some funny stuff that was sent to me. That was one of them about the hibernation. And I think everybody needs a little lift. Let me read a couple of more of the Weight Watchers website asked if I accept cookies. Is that a trick question? Why do underwear and socks come in resealable bags and potato chips don't? Okay, that's not working. I have to admit I'm a little down today because there's something big missing in our town, and they did it. They did it. The old Sparks Railroad building has been demolished. They tore it apart yesterday. Just like they did the Old Sparks train roundhouse years ago. I wasn't here. That was like 100 years ago. But anyway, it's gone. It's going to be really weird driving Nugget Avenue or Pyramid or 580 and not see that big hulk of a warehouse building. Now, this is from the city of Sparks on their website. Union Pacific determined that demolition, well, it's their property, folks, you know, determined that demolition of the machine shop building located off Nugget Avenue in Sparks is the most economically feasible option as it prepares to expand operations on its private property. Union Pacific plans to salvage the bricks from the historic building during demolition. Following demolition, the bricks will be available for pickup on the east lot of Cottonwood Park. They better be. Community members wishing to collect bricks are asked to park on Spice Island Drive and walk to the area as vehicles will not be allowed to enter. You want me to get you a brick, Craig?
I'm good, thank you.
You
can pick up one for you. For me.
I'm thinking I actually need one to keep the oversized cloth cover over my outside AC unit.
they actually make good doorstops too.
That's kind of disrespectful, isn't it? You know, I'm pretty sure that building at one time housed, was it that building? I'm pretty sure it was that housed almost all of the Bill Hara auto collection. And you think now, oh, what, 50 vehicles, John? No. Back in the day, Bill Hara had like over, seriously, 350 classic cars before most of them were sold off with the Hara's sale to Holiday Inn. They sold off most all of those cars. And what's left you see in the Downtown Auto Museum, which, by the way, has done an outstanding job making that place more than just about cars. It's such an enjoyable thing to go out there. But anyway, the old building, there used to be some offbeat things in that old railroad. Sparks calls it a machine shop, more like a massive warehouse. And I remember, you folks probably do too, because it wasn't that long ago, I remember some pretty funky shops in there, like there was a waterbed store. Remember waterbed stores? There was a waterbed store there in the 80s. But it's really sad to lose that huge train warehouse. But the land is Union Pacific Railroad property. They could not find a use for it. And even if the city took it over or some company bought it, what could have been done with it? I couldn't think of a thing. You couldn't do condos or an office building with all the fuel storage tanks and the highway and the rail yard next to it. I don't think anybody really wanted to like live right next to the fuel storage tanks. I could, though. The only thing I could picture would be like a big farmer's market building, you know, like the big cities do, like Seattle or San Francisco has one by the water, a big, huge building where like hundreds of farmers set up little tables and sell things. That would have been awesome. Word is, though, that Union Pacific wanted a parking lot. I don't understand that. Why couldn't they just build a parking structure right next to the thing, you know? But it's useless to go on about it. It's gone. And again, I hate what they're doing to our Reno and our Sparks. And speaking of things we lost, oh, this is fun starting the show off like this. It's just for this segment. You know what? We're losing things, okay? We just lost another great place to have a drink and have something to eat. Craig, I don't know if you ever been to Ranchera. They had the place called Grafted, which I think was like a fine whiskey place to go, and I guess they had appetizers. They didn't give me time to get out there. Restaurants are having the roughest time ever staying open now. You know, I mean, even before COVID, they were struggling. I knew restaurateurs and people get into it because they love to own a restaurant so much. These darn food shows on TV, and it gets in people, and they open these places up. And I got to say, restaurants in town, I think on average have, that must be like a 90% failure rate. And down they go one by one. Okay, so Grafted at Ranchera. I mean, there are closures left and right, and the local media is ignoring this. This is a real issue. Off the top of my head, just recently, we lost, and I think this was the last week, or was it 2 weeks ago, the Blind Dog Tavern downtown across from the old movie theater, which also recently closed on Sierra Street. Cafe Capello downtown, no longer. The old Santa Fe, you know, remember, it was closed for a long time. It changed into the Fay, or the Fee, the Fay, I think it was. That closed. Downtown no longer. It wasn't open long. Great Basin Winery on East 4th just closed. And before that, all my favorite places closed. Black Rock Pizza at Pyramid and McCarran. Record Street Brewery on 4th. Rapscallions on Wells, a few places, more than a few places at the Reno Public Market, 4th Street Bistro, right when COVID started a shutdown. And speaking of which, a lot of people like to say, oh, it's because of the pandemic. No, I cringe when they say pandemic closed something. Call it what it was. It was lockdowns dictated by Governor Sisolak, because, you know, back then he was always copying what Governor Newsom did in California. Weak sauce governing, as they say. But they were government-ordered shutdowns, and the media changed the definition of a pandemic, I believe, so they could call the reason a pandemic. The Sisolak lockdowns, man, they hurt more than anything. And inflation, the higher cost of food and heat and staff, wages up, transportation, the high cost of gas. Have you folks noticed the jump in gas prices lately? And this is going by AAA statewide. We have regular went up 22 cents from a month ago. In Reno, gas at the pump went up 38 cents in a month from $3.83 a gallon. Current citywide average is $4.21, and it's still rising. Because in just the last week, the prices rose 7 cents at the pump. Why? Well, they give us reasons, but,
seasonal refinery maintenance.
Is it just me? Every time we see the gas prices go up, they blame it on that. Something there, they have to do the maintenance, right? And production is starting on the switch from winter gas to summer gas mandated in California. The nation's gasoline supply dropped a bit. Nevada now has the fourth most expensive gas in the country, behind California, Hawaii, and Washington State, and then there's us. Can you guess where the cheapest gas is in the United States, Mr. Craig? You know, it's got to be one of those southern states, right?
Well, maybe Louisiana.
Close, my man. Very close. As a matter of fact, I think they border each other. Mississippi. $2.67 a gallon average in the state of Mississippi. You know, I keep suggesting to my wife that we retire to Hattiesburg, Mississippi, because I visited it about 8 years ago, and I thought that little city had everything I wanted. You know, charming. And now this is important, people my age. This place had like the biggest medical university and hospital I have ever seen in a small city. You know, important stuff when you're 70. You know what, Kathy? We can sit in the backyard listening to the crickets and nibbling on boiled peanuts and crawdads. She doesn't get it. You know, weird. I know. Anyway, 884-9910. More people text than call. That's perfectly fine. But I don't bite, so feel free to call. It's open topic, but only for a while. Derek Lee coming in at 9:30. And we're talking health and his new products, brainhealthformulas.com. We're going to be talking appliances today. Sargent's is coming by 11 o'clock this morning. But I'll tell you what, we're going to have a fantastic hour, 10 to 11, because it's all me, and you. I got a lot of things to say about things, you people. No, really, it's going to be a lot of fun. I have a lot of funny stuff here. I've been scribbling this morning, which was really fun. Okay, we're going to take a break right now. 9:18 is our time on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter, FM News Talk time, 9:18.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Okay, 9:22. John Potter here till noon. I don't know the secret to happiness. But I tell you what, I have never been sad in a Mexican restaurant. Take it for what it's worth. 9:22. Okay, hey, seen any good movies lately? I saw three great movies this week. I'm still trying to see all the Oscar nominations before the awards show. I got to tell you up front, I've seen about five of them, and I think it's a very weak year for the Oscars. I've seen Anora, don't take your parents to see that. The Substance, don't take that one. Don't take them to that one either. And Conclave, that you can. You can take your parents to Conclave. The first two movies, terrible. Conclave, okay. But you know what? Now the streaming services are playing most of the Best Picture nominations out there. Max and HBO are playing this movie called Flow. It played in Reno for like a week. It's nominated for Best Animated Feature and Best International Film. It's from Latvia, of all places. And this movie, a cat, a dog, a monkey, a stork, and I don't know what the fifth animal was, but they worked together to survive a flood. You know, man has apparently left the earth. And there are several unexplained, unworldly things about this movie. There's no dialogue at all. It's just like a fascinating dreamlike journey about how these animals, you know, work together. No dialogue, but it will stay with me. I liked it. And I saw a movie from a year ago last night, Father Stu, with Mark Wahlberg and Mel Gibson. I watch everything these two are in. And it's a great true life story about this ne'er-do-well who becomes a priest. And an old movie this week that put the biggest thing I've learned in life into one sentence. See if you can guess what movie this is. Craig, should I do it with an impression of the actor who said it?
Oh, yes.
Anything to make me sound silly. Okay. I usually ask Craig first because he will wisely tell me, no, but this time, yes. Okay, so here I go. This is the line of the movie that is all about life in one sentence, folks, and how to be in life. Are you ready? Here I go. Years ago, my mother used to say to me, in this world, Elwood, she always called me Elwood, in this world, Elwood, you must be oh so smart. Or oh so pleasant. Well, for years I was smart. I recommend pleasant. And you may quote me. Hey, guess what movie that is? 1950.
Yeah, before
Jimmy Stewart. Yeah, Jimmy Stewart, obviously. Oh, you could tell by my perfect impression, right? That was Jimmy Stewart. The movie is Harvey. I wish I had seen that movie 50 years ago because that's wisdom, how true that is. Don't forget it, youngster.
Yeah, what's scary is if you'd seen it 50 years ago, it still would have been 20 years old.
Yeah, right. Well, that's a terrible thing to say. You shut that microphone off. But listen again to this sentence, folks. You, in this world, you must be oh so smart or oh so pleasant. Well, for years I was smart. I recommend pleasant. That's fantastic. I thought all you had to do was be smart in this world. And it turns out I've discovered that being pleasant would have gotten me farther ahead and a lot happier in the old days. I love that sentence, and by the way, the older I get, so don't forget that, youngsters. And by the way, everybody to me is a youngster now. The older I get, the more sentimental I become, and I love it. Older years, being sentimental, is a wonderful thing. I caught this random Barney Miller episode buried in my cable schedule, and I watched it because it was the farewell episode they were running, with Barney and everybody leaving the police station. Barney's holding a box in his hand. I had never seen that episode, and it about had me choked up. It's true, we get more that way as we age. Barney Miller, one of my favorite all-time sitcoms, it would never air in today's politically correct society. Back in the day when we got belly laughs from the guy who walked in and thought he was a werewolf.
Oh, you're making fun of the mental illness,
nowadays. But anyway, if you can find the Goodbye episode, I highly recommend you watch it. They had to actually film the Goodbye episode twice because they were way too emotional during the first taping, and they kept crying in front of the live audience. But just the best, Carl says to Detective Harris, "My culture is dying." And Harris says, "Yeah, tell me about it." And Wojo tells them, "We're not getting split up. I mean, we're going to different places and we may not see each other again, but I think each of us got something special from each other and we will nurture it and we are going to carry it with us for the rest of our lives." And then I think the wisecrack after that, somebody says, "When did Wojo start talking so much better?" Okay, anyway, we're going to break for Fox News. Up next, Derek Lee, everybody has health questions. If you have one question, please call in when Derek's here or text, and we'll pass on the question to him. We talk about the latest in health and about what his products do for you, and they've done a wonderful thing to me. So that's up next. 10 o'clock in the morning. Hitting a lot of fun, interesting local topics, some not so fun. But that's 10 to 11, and then Sergeant's Appliance is here at 11 o'clock, and I got a bunch of, I have a lot of dryer questions, okay? So I'm sure you do too. There's a lot of weird things in those innards with appliances, and what are the latest things appliances have? Stuff like that. What's the best brand for this? Those are the kind of questions we get here. All right, going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time 929.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Hey, how's it going, Derek? My
Doing
man.
Great, John. How are you?
Okay, I started the show with some funny things, and I have an email address that too many people know. It's okay. I like the emails, renoman47@yahoo.com, but somebody sent in some little one-liners that kind of pair up with the ones I started the show with. And this is from a comedian who's not around anymore, who's no longer with us. You ever heard of Mitch Hedberg?
I have not.
Okay. These are one-liners. Just take a minute to go through these, okay? I just thought we'd start off the interview on the right foot here. So, Derek, I was at the airport, and I put my bag on the X-ray machine, found out my bag has cancer. Oh, that's... Okay.
That's a good one, John.
I walked by a record store. The sign out front said they specialize in hard-to-find records. Nothing was alphabetized. An escalator can never break. It can only become stairs. You should never see an escalator temporarily out of order sign, just escalator temporarily stairs. Sorry for the convenience. This shirt is dry clean only, which means it's dirty. I like a Kit Kat bar unless I'm with four or more people. Because it's got three sections. Get it? Okay. A severed foot is the perfect stocking stuffer. If you understand Morse code, I think a tap dancer would drive you crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
And finally, I'm against picketing, but I don't know how to show it. So how have you been this week?
Good, good, good.
Oh, all right. That's awesome. I had a great, well, I'm not going to get into that. You and I were talking off the air. Listen, I'm a funny guy because of your pills. Your capsules, I'm sorry. You like the word capsules better than pills, right?
Yeah, technically
pills
it's not a
have
pill.
A connotation.
They do.
That we don't like. Your newest product, I'm feeling great. Yeah, I mean, listen to me. I'm happy 70-year-old. The Balancer. The Balancer. What? That's your latest product. What is in the Balancer? Because I've been taking it for a week.
John?
Yes?
The Balancer is revolutionary.
It is. It is.
It is arguably one of my newest favorite formulas.
I mean, do I not talk like a 13-year-old now?
John, you have transformed everything.
No, seriously, come on. Tell me what's
I'm not
that.
Joking. You are a totally different person than when I first came in here. And you know what, John? I feel like I'm a totally different person since I first came in here as well.
You had a bigger transformation yourself. You had a brain injury, for folks who are new to Derek, ages ago, and he had to relearn, and he had to discover these secrets that the pharmaceutical companies aren't really interested in. They're interested in making a lot of money, but you have made it a quest to find how to change yourself 180 degrees, be able to talk, which you couldn't even do before. I've made great progress. I was not the happiest guy in the beginning when I met you. Did you notice the noose hanging from the ceiling the
I
first time? Yeah, it was a bad times.
That was a great one,
that's
John.
That's not funny. No, tell me, please, and don't say it's a secret. What's in the Balancer?
The Balancer is composed of, you know, it took me a long time to develop this because what it's designed to do is not to necessarily have a specific, it's designed based on the influence of generating enzyme production in the brain. So what I did is I had to break down how each individual component works and what are the properties of each individual ingredient. And so what I did was I looked at the enzymatic process. How does this influence each ingredient? How does it influence the body or the brain? How does
the brain
actually work?
The brain is an organ. It's going to react
right
to something like this.
That's right. And so what I did is I
I dug deep into all kinds of stuff to try to do this. Because of what I recognized is that if we look at aging and, you know, science and Western medicine doesn't necessarily understand what aging is. So what I did was started taking all the information that's given, all the science, all the research that says age-related diseases or disorders. And what I started recognizing, it's not the immune system. It's not an autoimmune disorder that helps us age. It's an enzyme. It's enzymes that start working against us. We start overproducing enzymes that work against us and enzymes that work for us. And so what the balancer is based on is to generate an enzymatic reaction or a benefit, and mostly from communication with the brain to generate enzymes, because the brain generates all the enzymes for us, or at least communicates to generate enzymes. And so what I started looking at as well is that our liver generates enzymes, our pancreas generates enzymes, our spleen, all of our organs and glands generate enzymes. And so this is where it really starts to get complicated, is that I started looking at, okay, if all these organs generate enzymes, what does the intestinal tract actually do then? And this is where it gets weird. Because a bacteria cannot survive unless there's oxygen. So is there, and this it's funny because this week alone, I have ran into like four different doctors I know personally, and these are the questions I ask them. If our intestinal tract has bacteria to break down foods, where does that bacteria go when we don't have any food to chew up? So that would mean a colonoscopy, they should be able to at least scrape the intestinal wall to see what bacteria we have or we don't have. And so just based on that, we should be able to diagnose what bacteria we're deficient in.
Has somebody done that?
No, nobody has. So you look at all these gastroenterologists, and they do colonoscopies all the time, but since they don't ever actually scrape the intestinal wall to find out what bacteria is on the intestinal wall, to me, this communicates that the bacteria does not live on the intestinal wall. And it can't retreat through the intestinal wall, because then you can end up with a systemic bacterial infection. So what I started looking at, and so I questioned four different doctors this week on, it's impossible for bacteria to be living on our intestinal wall. If there's nothing, where does the bacteria come from? Because it can't go through the intestinal wall, then we just get an infection. So it's what I'm getting at is, I think it's all misinformation. I don't think bacteria is supposed to be there in the first place. It's all based on enzymatic reaction. We're supposed to produce enzymes because enzymes are a simple structure. Brain can generate a communication or a signal to the intestinal tract, and then the intestinal tract can generate an enzyme based on whatever foods are there. So where does the bacteria come from? Because it cannot live on the intestinal wall, because if it does, then science and all the colonoscopies they give people should be able to identify what bacteria is deficient. Therefore, where does the bacteria come from? Why do we need probiotics if it doesn't actually live on the intestinal wall?
Your eyes are just wide, and you are passionate about this. Okay, what did the four doctors say? And were these traditional doctors?
These are all professional Western medicine doctors, and they all got to the same place.
What did they tell you?
What I'm communicating has validity.
They agreed with you.
They agreed because they couldn't answer. They've been doctors for 40 plus years, and like nobody has ever questioned this before. And the way I presented it made them think, like, you're right. We haven't looked at this before. Mm-hmm. So healthy intestinal tract, because the flora and fauna, right? That's what we've been told for 40, 50 years. The flora and fauna is what a good microbiome. But that would mean a microbiome has to live on the intestinal wall. If we have a microbiome, something visible on the intestinal wall, that's going to be a mold. That's not good. So what is the flora and fauna? What is the microbiome? Because it should not exist at all. So how do you know?
Let me stop you. What's a microbiome? You scientists, man.
But that's just it. It's impossible. Somebody does a colonoscopy, there is no evidence of anything. So where does it go?
I don't know, Derek. Where does it go?
So that's my point. This is what I'm trying to communicate to listeners. It doesn't really exist.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So they don't. So it's all based on fecal content. Well, if the bacteria is not living on the intestinal wall, it can't live within the intestinal wall, and they only diagnose something wrong with a fecal sample.
All right, let's change the subject from fecal
Isn't
stuff.
Great.
Okay.
So the balancer. Again, balancer does it all. So
balancer. The balancer on brainhealthformulas.com. That's the name of the product, the balancer, the capsules. You also on that website have Fat Buster and Fat Burner. We've talked about this before. We get a lot of questions about it. I just got one today here. Can you ask Daryl if a person's weight affects how many capsules they should take of, I assume, either Fat Burner or Fat Buster?
Fat Buster is more, does not, it's not based on weight. Fat Burner, that is going to be individual based. I've not seen an upper limit on how much acetyl-L-carnitine someone can consume. Mm-hmm. I think it's a lot, like 5 grams plus per day. So someone could take a lot of that. But the Fat Buster, that's all based on an enzyme production to break down fatty tissue. Mm-hmm. And so if you take too much of that, you can actually overload your kidneys. So this is why we have that kind of spec'd out at no more than 4 capsules a day.
Your object wasn't exactly to emulate the Wegovys and the Ozempics, but your quest was to find something that does, that your brain, your body reacts to, that takes away the hunger that people have in your own ways. But they are very similar to the same principle of how the Wegovys and the Ozempics work also, right?
Yeah, the GLP-1s.
That's what they are, yeah.
The GLP-1s, so what they do is they stimulate the metabolic structure, and they also reduce appetite. And so since using all natural ingredients, you can't necessarily target both of those, because that's one's affecting the hypothalamus and one's affecting the thyroid.
Okay.
So what we do is Master Blaster benefits appetite and enables someone to get to satisfaction with eating faster. And we have the balancer and Intercell affect metabolism, affect how we transform, how we utilize nutrients once we consume it.
Intercell's my favorite product of yours, by the way.
Oh, John, I'm so
happy.
It's
hard to play favorites. It really is. But I do feel the different effects from them. Oh, by the way, I don't want to change the subject too much, but sleep aid.
Yeah.
Okay. It takes some getting used to. Now I'm following a regular sleep schedule with it.
That's great.
You know, it's an adjustment because I've been taking melatonin for years, and the sleep aid, which also has a little melatonin, doesn't it?
Yep.
But other things in it. What else is in that?
So the Sleep Well formula has
Sleep Well. I'm sorry.
No problem. I think that everyone understood the intention. That has melatonin, and also without. A valerian root, ashwagandha, magnesium threonate, magnesium glycinate, a product called Dream Herb, chamomile tea, and passion flower.
So those last six I've never taken before.
Yeah.
I have taken the valerian, I've taken the melatonin, but you have six other ingredients in this that put you in a very deep slumber. And by the way, great dreams. High five, my man. High five.
That's that. I believe a lot of that has to do with the Dream Herb, because that's what it's
really.
It inspires the vivid dreams.
That's why.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So that, okay.
It's pretty amazing, huh?
Well, it is. Yeah. You were a monkey in a boat.
Always.
Yes. Thank you, Sleep Aid, for that wonderful dream. Anyway, okay, I gotta take a break. Let me see here. Here's another question texted in here. What is Derek Lee's educational background?
Genetics.
Go for it, sir.
Genetics. That's my background.
And where do you learn that?
I've done a tremendous amount of research into how our genetics code works, tremendous amount of understanding and how cancer and what part and how cancer is a part of our genetic code. More recently, I've done a lot more research into the epigenetics, since pharmaceuticals are designing vaccines and injectables to alter our epigenetic structure, which that new one that might be approved, I believe, will be catastrophic because they're only targeting a single band of the epigenetic lines, because epigenetics has three bands. And if you only target a singularity, that's going to throw everything off, and it's actually going to take everything out of balance versus making it in balance.
Word of the day, epigenetic.
There you go.
And what is the definition of that?
The epigenetics is like our social environment, our environmental environment. And so something that is like our conversation. You influence me being around you, our conversation, John.
So I can go home and say, Kathy, I'm feeling that we've been pretty epigenetic lately.
So me being around you influences how you function throughout the day, influences how you move out from this point going forward. It affects how you function. And so that's an environmental or societal impact.
Boss, this radio station is making me feel epigenetic.
Kind of, but it's when you are continually around certain people.
It's all right. I don't need to know.
No, but it's just good for people to know. Well, and so okay. If you're continually around positive people, that affects how our body functions.
Right. So, learn something new every day with you. lots of things, actually. One more segment with Derek. If you have a question, text 884-9910, or you can talk to us, 884-9910. Derek's here till 10. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:51.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Somebody just texted that you're miraculous.
Oh, thank you.
That's a very nice thing to say to anybody.
It is.
I mean,
thank you very much.
That is nice. Okay. You have about the Derek Lee here from brainhealthformulas.com. Just the final minutes here. I'm John Potter. Derek, you have about 25 products on the website, brainhealthformulas.com. Each has its own mission, shall we say. Each has its own separate attribute. I mean, from losing weight to regenerizing, basically they all regenerize the brain. Give us the overview. What the benefits of your products that are only available at brainhealthformulas.com?
John, that's a great, great question. The best
is
I
it
could
epigenetic?
It all affects that, and it's because all of our epigenetics, they're all switches.
Okay. I didn't mean to bring it up.
To tie that back into it.
Yeah, okay.
They're all switches, and so anything we do has an effect on epigenetics. RNA, mRNA, those are all epigenetics-based. Anyways, we'll switch out of that. So, overview. All brain health formulas have been based on an amino acid complex that I developed. They activate the brain, and when we can activate the brain, it drastically increases the uptake of nutrients. So with each formula that we've developed has a specific end result. None of the results are ever the same. All of our restore formulas are all going to function similarly. They all benefit the brain. They all benefit the immune system. Other than restore, each individual product has a specific end result. Now, each individual might have a different result than another individual taking the exact same product, because all of our bodies and brains function differently. And this is why we have so many products, so we can address each and everything. Now, also what's different with us is that if someone has a specific health issue that Western medicine does not have any answers for, just contact me, because I can custom build a formula specifically for you based on what you are experiencing, because I understand how all these components work together and work within an individual. And so we're kind of like a one-stop shop based on individuality if we need to do that. But I would recommend that someone is in that situation to call me, 775-634-7789. Because I would recommend trying specific products first to benefit specific end result. Yeah.
Your first product was Restore.
Yep.
The granddaddy of them all.
Yes.
And I think you are most excited about the Balancer. I think it's because it's your newest.
Balancer and Intercell. The Balancer, Intercell, and Restore, I believe, can change every single person on the planet right now.
In combination.
In combination, yes.
Restore. Folks, when you go to the website, here it is. Restore, Intercell, and the Balancer at brainhealthformulas.com.
What we're going to do, John, is we're going to give a promotion on the Balancer. Anyone who makes a purchase over $50 today, we are going to give them the Balancer for free.
And how does it work on the website?
Just order any product, $50 or more, $49.95.
Automatically takes off the cost of the Balancer.
Yep, we'll automatically give that for free. It'll just be added in and shipping. So any order, $49.95 or more, free Balancer.
Free Balancer with awesome, brainhealthformulas.com. Derek, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure as always.
Thank you for giving me kind of a second life.
Thank you, John. It's been an absolute pleasure.
You are miraculous.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
It's been an epigenetic conversation.
I love it, John. Thank you.
Bye.